the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon, joining us. Coach, first of all, great first two periods of hockey there for your team, shutting down the Gophers in 40 minutes. Brittany Moad had some great plays down there for you. Really kept you in the game going into the third period. Talk about her play.
Well, I thought Britt certainly gave us an opportunity, Kelly, like she always does. So certainly nothing to concerns there whatsoever. But yeah, I thought the first period was a great first period, great pace. Both teams getting up and down the ice. I thought we were extremely efficient in getting the puck out of the zone. We were forcing them to get it off their stick coming through the neutral zone. But I thought as that first period went on, we started backing in a little bit and allowed them to get in the zone. And once they do, they're so talented, they'll start making plays. Second period, obviously with the long change, that's always been a concern. We talked about it. Minnesota certainly took advantage of it. Had a lot of zone time. But, you're going into the third period 0-0 against this team. You're certainly going to take that. Last weekend we won the third period both nights. Tonight we couldn't. I thought obviously getting the 5-on-3 power play was huge. But then they came back and made three plays, so give them credit.
Lauren Miller scores your first goal against the Gophers here today at the 6-minute mark of the third. Great setup there by Emma Terra. She had a fantastic afternoon, didn't she?
She did, yeah. I thought Emma had played a real strong game for us. But it was nice to see the power play capitalize, especially with a 5-on-3 situation and obviously gained some momentum, but like I said, they were able to come back and just a situation where we got lost in terms of our checking, kind of got outnumbered at the point of attack, and when they shot the puck, we thought our net front defenseman could have blocked it because it wasn't that hard of a shot, and then once it got by her first reaction was to turn and look at the puck, and that's all it takes here. We try to teach them, you got to keep your heels to the net, don't worry about the puck. Box out, but we turned and looked for the puck, and they picked it up and scored.
Well, another line that looked really good out there today, I mentioned Emma Terrace, but Haley Mack as a freshman did not look intimidated by the Gophers at all.
No, I thought Haley had a real strong game. She's got a high motor, and she's always going, and she works hard on the puck, so I think just looking at everything, we may tweak some things, just try to give us a little more speed in certain areas, and obviously we need to score more than one goal, I thought our compete level was really good. We battled and we gave ourselves a chance right to the end.
Well, you mentioned those battles. I noticed Natalie Stanwood in the corners quite a bit this afternoon, battling away on defense. She looked really good out there with Lisa Lighty.
She did. Woody's worked real hard in the offseason. She's worked hard. She's certainly invested in her game, and you can see that on the ice. Sometimes she continues to maybe go a little too fast because she has that kind of motor. But I certainly like the way she battles, and she's got a good stick, and she can jump up in the play offensively as well.
What kind of changes do you need to make in order to get a game tomorrow and get a win?
Well, not a lot. We got to be a little better. I think in our end particularly, I think we gave a little bit too much time and space. We'd be battling along the wall, and maybe our second player need to be a little bit closer so we could close quicker. Because when you give them time, now they'll start moving the puck around. They like to bring their forward up high. So we just need to be a little bit more active with our stick and try to close quicker, not give them as much time with that puck.
Thanks, Jim. Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks, Kelly.